Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 21st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about clashes between the police and vendors.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are discussing clashes between the police and vendors in some parts of Zimbabwe.
There was a chaos and pandemonium in Harare yesterday and today when angry vendors hit back after they were cornered by the police following government orders for them to leave the streets in an attempt to contain the cholera epidemic that has already claimed 32 lives.
Police today arrested Promise Mkwananzi of Tachamuga's Sesijikile campaign after he addressed a meeting in which he condemned police for allegedly brutalizing vendors who rely on selling various goods to make a living.
Millions of Zimbabweans are engaged in street vending as Zimbabwe's economy has declined over the years, forcing people to make a living on the streets. Many companies have shut down due to lack of capital and related issues.
Some observers have criticized President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government for driving the vendors off the streets, saying the state should fix the economy in order to create jobs. Will the government succeed in pushing the vendors out of the streets? And what is going to happen to the vendors in the near future?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabakambe, Zulugandaba, Lingalchona, Jan Labelkon, and Downes GNA, Zomklava, Tina Lapagelo, Blessing, Siapila Similozoyo. Yeah, blessing mujan for it.
Ah, ini ndirinani Gibbs nasi trauti tingeti chi ze nyaya ye kunetsa na kwema mapurisa nevanotengesa mumigwagwa. Pane mapurisa ekanzuru. Kuti wo mapurisa zeta rapi.
Eh.
Anditika vari kunetsana nevanotengesa mumigwagwa hanzi vari kuita wakiti na gonzo. Dzimwe nguva pomboita bata murefu bata mupfupi pachikandiranwa matombo. Vemugwagwa vachiti aiwa hatisi kubva asi mapurisa achiti ibvai nekuti pari kutyirwawo kuti chirwere chekolera icho chauraya vanhu makumi matatu nevaviri chinogona kuramba chipararira Gibbs.
Yeah, I don't know whether we've got videos on some of the vendors, you know, talking about what is going on. Let's check whether we've got one of the videos. I guess maybe our producer is still trying to line that up. Yeah.
Now
we're going to be problem pakutengesa kwatinoita mvura ndenhu kwano kugadzirwa kuma street kuti mvura igadzirwe masiti mava vakaita madoko aindirana na vanhu panguva idzo aindirana
nemvura
tinoita
There you are, Blessing.
Yeah, the some of the vendors are protesting being pushed out of the streets by the government, and you had the lady saying that this cholera epidemic has nothing to do with the vendors, but the government and also by extension the councils are not providing people with clean water. They are not also fixing the sewage pipes that many are saying are leaking and they've been leaking for years, and you know that water is now flowing into their feeder dams, and as a result, there is this outbreak.
Yeah, ba kuluma bantu sebele kuti ayi pela ongani kuyahlupha ukuthi uhulumende kabaningi pela manzi angani ahlanzekile kanye lo council la ikanzi njalo. So bafuna ukuthi ama council abone ukuthi konke lokwenziwa. So ke sibona ngazani silenye njalo video yababa osemaswingo okhuluma sibili ukuthi abasuki emgwaqweni asimlalele blessing to 10.
isu sama vendor anotengisa mugwagwa mumashoko mune isu somutungamiri wavo ndotoziva kuti tikune dambudziko isu hatina dambudziko kana hatitengesi mvura hatina zvimwe zvinhu zvinoziva hatinotengesa pano zvinoziva zvingakuvadza vanhu asi kune dambudziko tokuziva kukanzo kadzongaigadzise nyaya yemvura kadzongaigadzise nyaya yesu asi timiringobhesta anytime anyway saka kadzongaite putin its house in order kuti zvave zvinaka isu hatina dambudziko zvatinosa mabhenda isu tinoita vanhu vari pasi vari kutijairira havo asi isu hatina kana dambudziko asi isu zuva richasvika kuti tagona kukukawo zvavanhu varingoteverekwa nematambudziko iwavo isu hatina kana dambudziko toda kuraramisa vana vedu izvototipisa nzara kuvana kuti mhuteu tiparare saka isu hatingagoniwo kuparara takanyarara.
Of course, more voices from the vendors are saying that some of them are alleging that they are not even selling food items. And
that's
as
right.
a result,
yeah.
you know, if you are selling your clothes, they are arguing that there is no need for you to be removed from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying, you know, maybe those who are selling food.
That's right, because cholera is waterborne anyway.
Indeed.
Yes. And there's a statement from the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. It reads in part, let me just quote it. The ZANU-PF government's obsession and decision to evict vendors from the city center is barbaric, contemptuous, and disrespectful. It is not the solution to the problems bedeviling the city and the nation at large. Government is simply using cholera as an excuse to victimize people in an attempt to achieve ill-conceived goals. The MTC is against the idea of blaming the victims for every calamity that befalls the motherland. To make matters worse, the apparatus deployed to enforce the ZANU-PF decision are confiscating clothes and electronic gadgets from vendors, merchandise that cannot in any scientific way transmit cholera. These are clear acts of theft, end quote. So uyakubakhuluma lapha ke blessing abantu be-MTC ukuthi no lokho kwenziwa ngurhulumente yikudelela ikwenza into engazani ngala ngqondo njalo ayisikho kuza kwenza ilizwe leZimbabwe liqonde. So bathi khona okumangalisayo yikuthi abanye abantu bathathelwa impahla ezinjengamafoni lento ezinjalo lezigqoko khonokho ke bathi scientifically kungeke kwayenza khonokho kade ukutsho ukuthi kungeke kwenza ukuthi igcikwane le-cholera limemetheke. So bathi lobo yibusela.
Woku kahama wadiwa kunawa vachangotibata nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu mumaguta akasiyana siyana umo vanotengesa mugwagwa vari kunetsana kana dzimwe nguva kurwisana nemapurisa vachinzi vabude mugwagwa kuti chirwere chekorera chisarambe chichipararira. Makasununguka kuti munge muchititumira mamessages pangave paWhatsApp kana kuti paFacebook page yedu ingave yeshona kana kuti yendebele. Makasununguka kuti mutinyorere kuti muri kuda kuti pinda muchirongwa kana madaro tozokufonerai kuti tikurukure kuti chii chaizvo chakonzera kuti musoro uteme. Vamwe vari kuti ndivo vanotengesa mugwagwa, vamwe vachiti aiwa makanzuro haasi kupa vanhu mvura yakachena, uyewo vamwe makanzurowo vachiti hurumende ndoisiri kuvapawo dzimwe mari dzemitero dzavanofanira kunge vachipiwa nekuvakawo madhamu. Hurumende ndo iri kunzi inofanira kuita izvi nekuti ukaenda kuHarare kwakaita sana Lake Chiwero dhamu racho razara tsvina nekuti mvura yese netsvina inokukurwa ichienda kuLake Chiwero rinenge richinzi nemainjiniya dhamu iri rakavakirwa pasipo. Nekudaro padawo dzipavakwe rimwe dhamu rinonzi Kunzvi mvura yobva ikoko ndokuri kunzi pada zvingapedza iro dambudziko rekorera. Gibbs.
Yes, bona ke kula vantu vangenayo khona pa ke bepostela abakupostela bekhuluma ngodaba lolu lwama-vendors. So silomunye ke ubaba lapho kuthiwa nguJason. UJason uthi lokho kwenziwa ngamapolisa akulunganga, ayisiwo phela ama-vendors lawa ayenza ukuthi kube lekorera. Kube sokusiba ke lo mama lapha ke uthi nguJennifer. UJennifer uthi hey lokho kuyahlupha bafowethu asikwazi ukuthi kuvela ngaphi. Then kuzobuya ke uDube Bongani uthi hello Gibbs and Blessing, siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu. Ubusani Moyo uthi they should move away from the front of people's stores, kumele basuka amavenda bengahlali phambili kwezitolo zabantu. Uthi ke iMDC yena le ecothoza khonoku ekwenziwayo nguhulumende iyafana lebandla leZANU-PF. Ubusani uyagcizelela khonapho. UVictor Nkomo uthi yeyi bantu asifuni bumbulula, asisesidinwe ngalokho. umsunduzwa Ndlovu la uyasiphingelela lapha yabe sesithi ke ye lifone phela Dube lingakhohlwa kambe ngamlobani khona pho ke blessing abathumeza ama messages
hongo tiri kukurudzira vanhu kuti rambai muchitubira ma messages enyu kuti mukwanise kunge muchipinda muchirongwa tirikuedzawo kubata vatungamiri vemasangano vanotengesa mugwagwa kana kuti mavenda nevamwewo vari mune nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika asi nhare dzinenge dziri kuti netsei asi tiri kuramba tichiedza kuti tivabate Gibbs, I understand we have Mr. Michael Ndiweni, Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks to you too for putting in the program.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Ndiweni, you are being asked to leave the streets, and we saw in Harare yesterday and today some running battles between the police and, you know, the vendors. So what is going on, really?
I think based on our conduct in Harare, the police are pushing vendors out of the streets, and they're saying they must leave the streets. But to go away, they are not saying. They're just chasing vendors, harassing them, beating up people, and we are not here about that.
Go Bulawayo, ke kumenjani kona?
Hi, Bulawayo is very calm as we speak. We are constantly in touch with Bulawayo City Council via Kulumalati. We are talking, I think, like very mature and wise citizens. As we speak, of course, Bulawayo City Council was doing an operation 3 days ago and trying to say, I wonder what things would have been because of the outbreak of cholera, but Aguko is what we saw in Harare.
I think one of the problems in Harare is that the authorities are claiming that there are no toilet facilities, and as a result, cholera bite actually spread. How is the situation like in Bulawayo in terms of those toilets and where the vendors sell their wares?
I think we must debunk the notion that vendors are causing cholera. I think that's a lie, to be honest. I think it is common knowledge that the cause of cholera is as a result of underground contamination of water in boreholes and also the sewer system. So to blame vendors for actually putting it up in underground, I think it's just being disingenuous. It's not true. It's not dishonest at this highest level. Local government and also the government has failed to provide clean water to citizens. So they cannot shift blame and blame vendors for what they failed to do. It is not true that vendors are causing cholera. It is because the government has failed to provide clean water, working with local government, and they provide a proper sewer reticulation system that will take human waste to its designated, disposal site. So as a result, therefore, the underground contamination. So to then accuse vendors of that is just being disingenuous, to be honest, Gibbs and your colleague.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we are now being joined by Mr. Sten Zorwadza of NAVUS. Mr. Zorwadza, good evening.
Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Mr. Zorwadza, what is going on in Harare? We are told that even Mr. Promise Mkwananzi has been arrested, and I don't know what is happening to you too. So what's going on there?
All right. We have a challenge here in Harare in terms of a disease that has befallen the country of Zimbabwe, which is cholera. The disease that we must combat as citizens of Zimbabwe. Citizens of the country should partner the government of Zimbabwe to combat the disease, and the government should partner citizens to combat the disease. I've also heard that Promise Mkwananzi was arrested, but I have no detail as to why he was arrested and the charge leveled against him. So I cannot give any comment as to the reason why. But in the broader thinking in terms of where we are as a country, informal economy workers and vendors, they should leave the streets on being given on an alternative of survival, because vendors are on the streets not because they want to be on the streets or by choice. They have no choice to be there, and an alternative has to be provided for them to leave the streets. And NAVU's National Vendors Union has already provided an alternative or a grand strategy that will see all vendors leaving the streets, but at the same time benefiting of the strategy that we've created. We've come up with a concept that we've put across to government that we need to access fractions of contracts across all companies in terms of us ensuring that we benefit from the mainstream economy contracts. And these contracts will then create profits that people will share. Literally what we are saying, we want to create our own social fund that will ensure that all vendors take portion of it. And we know this will happen and this will succeed. And in 100 days, we can assure Zimbabwe that most cities will be decongested. And the only concept to apply is to agree that we need to share portions of the contracts in the mainstream economy, not only to allow big companies to have 2 billion worth of contracts. When they get a 900 million, they splash in vehicles, they splash in expensive shoes. If we get 900 million as vendors, we will be able to share among ourselves $150, $200, $300. We will be all right. So we want the country, we want corporates, we want the local authorities to appreciate that the strategy that we came up with will be the solution to decongestion. And already, as an example, in Harare, city of Harare spends about $3 million every month in buying water treatment chemicals. Mm. And we are saying, bring 1 million on our desk for the informal economy for us to supply you a city of Harare. We get a profit of 200,000, we will share that money, and the people that will share the money will be decongested because it will be permanent income, it will be permanent revenue. How do we support these processes of contracts? We already have a bank salivating to help informal economy workers, the bank called NBS, which is wholly owned by NASA. In actual fact, Zimbabweans will be supporting informal economy to decongest. This is the strategy. This is the thinking. Let's move forward. Cholera is coming. Cholera is going. Cholera has befallen us. Cholera is on its way out. But where do we move as a country forward? We should not chase vendors from the streets by force. We should not use confrontation. We should apply these strategies to ensure that vendors are protected, vendors survival beyond moving off the street.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. May I bless it.
Do we have another?
I think we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former member of parliament for Pelindaba Mpopoma. He was representing ZANU-PF. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Chuma, what is your take on this confrontation that we are seeing, especially in Harare, between vendors and the police?
Well, for starters, we need to understand that confrontation at whatever level is a no-no. We should never see ourselves getting to a point of doing a hide and seek and run and chase kind of a scenario that we have in Harare between the vendors and the police. It should never get to that, really. I believe vendors have an association, and that association should have been in the forefront to responsibly talk to its members and cogitize them on the period that we are in at the moment. We have got an outbreak of cholera, and it has not come as child's play. It has already claimed over 30 lives, and just one life is too much to actually lose, and now we're talking of over 30 lives. So I thought by now, this association and its leaders should have been in the forefront to call for their members to move out for the time being, while we try and attack this disease collectively as a nation, and while they can proffer other solutions of a way forward in future, that is good. But for now, really, a responsible Zimbabwean and citizen should be saying, no, let us avoid anything that can help to be a catalyst to the spread of this deadly disease that has already claimed people already. So that's the mindset that I would have loved to see and I would have wished to actually feel happening within the vendors and the rest of the community. It should be as simple as all that. So I don't really understand how we've come to a point where I was looking at one of the videos. It was so nasty. They are throwing stones at each other. Come on, we're human beings. What are we doing?
Thank you so much. Gibbs, yes. Let's bring Mr. Ndweni.
Yes, Mr. Ndweni, siyazwalapha sibili ubaba uStanley Zoras uyakhuluma ukuthi kumele lithole phela ama-contracts athize la. Ama-contracts ukuthi yagcina imali ligamulelana. Kambe kuyenzakala khona ukuthi ama-vendors angagcina kwenza?
I think it's good to dream. I think Uzorata is dreaming, and it's good to dream to have those initiatives. And I think the reality is that the problem of congestion is a result of poor urban planning and city designing. I think it is a failure from local government to actually think about the growth of the population. So as a result, then you see people, everyone moving to Harare to try and make a living. In my view, city planning was done in the proper way, we'll be seeing decongestion Harare in people in Roa, in Zimbre Park, in Norton, having an industry that does not make them move to Harare. So in my view, I think what we're seeing in Harare is a result of failure to plan for the cities. But nonetheless, we have a challenge now of cholera. And in my view, is that it is a duty of every Zimbabwean, whether you are a vendor, whether you are a formerly employed person, whether you are a government official, to contribute in one or the other in trying to combat cholera. It is very wrong to then accuse vendors, like I said earlier on, to say they are the causal factor of cholera. In my view, I think we need to take precautions now. I would try to digress a bit. Some of us in Zimbabwe throw ama condoms just to be unrespectful, if I may put it that way. Throw condoms, guma strong water drains, guma chambers, as an example. Then I'm a toilet, then say blocker, then six kitchens to water. And then what happens is that then each sewer will flow the township as a result of me and you doing that. So then blame vendors, we are the causal factor of cholera. I think it's very unfair and wrong. I think that now is the right time which song is such a responsibility, whether you are a vendor, whether you are formerly employed, whether you are a community government bus driver, because not much get litter, we come back and that actually produce something. I'm saying that actually discharge waste, suma water points. Yeah, was good. I'm a company is discharge solid and liquid waste from water points and contaminating amounts, land. We know all that, but you cannot then say you are blaming our vendors. My problem, Gibbs, is that it appears that everyone wants to blame vendors. I think it's very wrong and unfair. And I think for me, it's a wide view of actually dealing with the problem in Zimbabwe. I think all of us, in one way or the other, is guilty. And like I said earlier on, the government needs to take full responsibility of what has happened now. Because if they've done proper planning, we're not having this problem. And if the economy was functional, I don't think we're having this problem.
Yes,
it's a mitigable problem that should not be happening in Zimbabwe today. And it's wrong to blame vendors only. So everyone is to blame for what has happened in Zimbabwe collectively.
Thank you. Siyakuzwa kakhulu, baba. Thank you.
Rikaitende kumuteereri mukoma namo goronga makadi.
Tinofara makadiwo vakuru vangu.
Aiwa isu tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ini pfungwa dzangu ine dzinoti
tore nguva asi regai nditaure muchibindi ndafara zvikuru nomukana vandapiwa vone kuti kubva musi wandakabirwawo vhoti yangu ndasandambotaura saka regai nditaurewo zviri maringe nekorera yadai kunetsa iyi kuti hurumende yedu ini ndinoona senge isingakoshesi upenyu hwevanhu kana tikatarisa hutano zvakata guta reHarare iguta rakakura rinoti rinenge rine vashandi vanenge vachishanda mariri asi hurumende inodzoka ichimbunyikidza vashandi ivavo iine urongwa hwekuti igodhikambena nokuti inenge ichiziva kuti vamakanzura mazhinji ari mukati meguta reHarare anenge achibva kumaopposition parties saka dai hurumende yaita basa rayo rokuti inenge ichisapotawo makanzura kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka zvino apa ivo vatinoona vacho vachirambira kuti makanzura ndovakundikana basa but ivo vagari vaimomozve saka hazvina zvazvinobatsira ndaingokumbira kuti dei vanga vapa vano varidzi vebasa mukana ivo kana vachikwanisa kunge vachisupervisa zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka nokuti mabhini akatora mwedzi asi kutakurwa pombi dzichidhuvuka handifungi kuti guta reHarare guta rinonyanya kuzikamwa zvikuru rinomukurumbira mukati menyika yedu asi ko zvino rareruswa kunzi korera inotanga nomuHarare saka zvinhu izvozvo zvinotidzikisira nyika hurumende yedu haikoshesi utano hwevanhu saka ngaiite basa rayo zvigare semazuva ese nongai ndo maonero angu ii
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma nhamo goronga
maita basa
just in brief what Namo is saying is that he thinks or he is alleging that there is too much local government interference in the affairs of the Harare municipality, and as a result nothing is being done and this is why there are all these outbreaks of typhoid and cholera.
Now back to you, Mr. Stan Zorata. Are you still on the line?
Please, I am.
Now looking at what the MDC is saying here by you know, the way the police is conducting, you know, this kind of business of raiding vendors. It is saying that some people are actually selling clothes. Some people are actually selling phones and not food. And so why raid vendors? What could be your reaction to that?
Right. We gave a joint statement, National Vendors Union and City of Harare. We agreed on the roadmap of decongestion towards the issue of combating cholera. We agreed that the main risk in terms of the transmission of the disease or the catalytic products would be edible products, fruits, vegetables, tomatoes, and you name it. Those that are in the line of edibles, the foods that would affect people if they were to eat without hands washed or other products similar to that. When we discussed, we also agreed that those were the things that were supposed to have been targeted. And soon after targeting that, it was not supposed to be targeted as in confiscation. We agreed that the people would be told on the risks and be educated that the products are risky to continue selling under the circumstances of the disease called cholera. When we said that, National Vendors Union went around the streets persuading our members that we should slow down and ensure that we avoid selling foodstuffs for at least for the period when the disease is being handled and combated. So beyond that, I was also surprised, to be honest, to realize that they were now picking on other foods like clothes, shoes, cell phones, and things like that. But in the argument, as I went further to investigate why they were picking those things, they proffered arguments that these people are staying in large groups, and there is direct risk as they exchange the products of contamination. And this was the argument that because these people sell in large groups and in very less aerated conditions, it would be risky to leave them in such large groups. And because we are in the spirit of combating the disease, and together as Zimbabweans, we should partner our government, and the government should partner citizens. I thought, look, let me put that aside, because to say the truth, this disease is going. One way or the other, I can see contributions from players like Econet, who contributed 10 million, other partners who are progressive, who see this as a threat, and they continue to pump in money to ensure that the disease is combated. Every day we are moving on the streets, encouraging our members to stop selling on the streets for the time being, and we'll have to revisit our process of how they will survive. If you see in the streets of Harare today and yesterday, there are not so many people applying the streets. Most of our members have received the message, and they've abided to the rules that cholera has to be combated. A few who are attending, and it's unfortunate that there is serious political expedience in this context. People want to politicize the disease, and they want to now bring people to refuse to accept that we have to handle the disease together. Kunyangwe ari mazenda, kunyangwe ari in a formal economy, we are in this disease together. We should combat the disease. We should fight it together, not to politicize. I hate
political. But Mr. Zorwadza, in as much as you might say people cannot politicize it, some might actually argue that cholera is very much a political problem, because the resources are not being utilized, be it by the government, be it by the council, and as a result, you have this outbreak, because it happens in the poorest of nations like Haiti, for example, not a country like Zimbabwe with all those resources.
Look, I will agree with you, and I will agree with many Zimbabweans, that our biggest tragedy is to perpetuate and leave corruption, breeding corruption. We now have a trajectory of resolving certain issues that were not resolved in the previous administration. In this context, we are saying we are having another level of Zimbabwe with the administration that should be listening to the people of Zimbabwe and then bringing on board our strategies. The strategy that I was telling you of applying contracts to deal with decongestion, I wrote this to Ignatius Chombo years back. He ignored it. I wrote it to Sakasukwere. He ignored it. This time round, I have written to July Moyo, who is honorable minister for our local government. He has accepted to dialogue with the National Vendors Union to see how we can resolve this. This is the trajectory that we hope every person should be forward moving. If this government fails to partner the citizens of Zimbabwe, then we have a challenge. But if the government partners the citizens of Zimbabwe, we have no challenge.
Thank you, Mr. Zorwadza.
And then address our problems of vending.
Thank you, Mr. Zorwadza.
From the streets by confrontation.
We'll come back to you.
Amicable way out.
Thank you. We'll come back to you, Gibbs.
Sibuyele ke kubaba Chuma. Baba Chuma. Nga ukuthi abantu beqothwa ke emgwaqweni lithi baye ngapi, njengoba ke siyakhumbula kwathi kwenziwa ukhetho ngo-2013 kwaba nje nensukwane ezithize ama-vendors akhitshwa futhi emgwaqweni. Khathesi sokungene umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, sokusenziwa khonokho kwenzakala kudala, kambe lithi baye ngapi abantu laba jo?
Well, most councils are going out of their way ukuthi balungise indawo eziqondileyo, proper places, designated places where vending should occur. But as I know and I understand that the vendors then sort of come back into town because they're trying to get closer to the customers, because most of the sites, I think, are sort of offside to the main city center structure, so much that the vendors might go there and spend the whole day without anyone coming to buy from them. And hence they now move into the CBD to try and get some sales of some sort. So we need, I think like what Mr. Zorwadza is saying, they need for an open dialogue between the vendors, the association, the council itself, including the local government ministry, to try and come up with a sort of an amicable solution, a long-lasting solution, not tomorrow solution, a solution that will last for years and years, where we talk with the vendors. Instead of just putting a place for them without consulting them, why not engage them and then find reason and balance each other out there up to a point whereby we all agree to say, okay, if we put you here, this is a bit more effective, and then try and make that place more habitable. There must be a toilet there, running water there, so that the people, the vendors can be able to use those facilities properly, wash their hands properly, because while they are vending, they'll be eating. And so they'll end up eating with dirty hands and stuff like that, and that's the cause and the breeding of these diseases. So I think there's need for people to sit down with the view of looking into the future rather than now. Now, it's just a simple matter of saying that let's sacrifice and fight this disease together. If it means we all disengage and go out of the city, let's all do that just for the sake of trying to curb this disease that has come into us. Yes, it has come, it will go, but the way to go is how we are going to respond to it being kept by relevant ministry.
Thank you. So yeah,
that must be the cut point there.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Pleasant.
Let's bring Mr. Ndiweni. What is your take on this? What should be done?
I think people should be honest. There's nothing called resolving this in a harmonized way. Okay, let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
There are people are in the streets because they are not jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People are selling because I would have said this. We did a study in 2017 and 2018 up to April. Our study showed that Subuti abandoned by 13%. They are driven by entrepreneurship, and the rest is because of his subsistence to survive. So the government cannot be talking about doing something to resolve this in harmony, blah, 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 blah. Our thinking as Lao vendors is that the government must create jobs for its citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't land to take care of its citizens and then provide support for 13% that are actually driven by entrepreneurship. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot be hiding. The government must do this and that. The fact of the matter is that we have about 87% ourselves driven because Bafuna seven but can't get the job. So the government must actually own up and say, get the job. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the fact that Avan was starting so the government has failed. I saw the changes between because I'm aspect on the ground after our study signs that Amar from NAS have shown Utama vendors, I 87% or so, they are in the streets because of Utavalam 7. So the government must create jobs and then we'll see whether we have vendors. We'll see whether we have this debate anyway. This debate will end if we have jobs. So the government must allow people to trade. And I hear Honorable Chuma, Ama vendors must go and trade. Those sites, Gibbs and your colleague, Gala, human and vehicle activity. Ama vendors rely on human traffic and vehicle traffic. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying, you understand what I mean? So now, Tatum vendor, Elders market. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now we are cutting these so-called sites. Local government must make sure that there is human activity and regular activity in those areas. So that so can make business. As long as you are a man, let's say the truth. The government has failed to provide jobs. Let the people work. But like we said earlier on, we understand the crisis that lives in Katese cholera, and it is my duty. It is MP's duty. It is council's duty. It is a vendor's duty. We cannot point fingers to vendors and say that because of the fact that we will not accept. You understand? We
yes,
need to collectively take responsibility of what has happened and say, no, we need to fight cholera. But to throw tear gas, to beat vendors, that is unacceptable. It is an affront on their rights to work like every citizen or formerly employed. You know what I mean?
Yes, there was a cool one in Sukuba Bumlomo. Says Lobaba gave Umsun to Zanjo Victorian. Baba Jovu, how Jonathan? Jovu Yang is. Yeah, I won't get a school and what a lot of vendors. Gambe by Suang up on a vendor's school.
Ah, it's a call up. Nana, I see this castle for Chanzan and Nana about Abazamela in Pido with Avantava of a very exasperation over Vele as Bako Yapet. Yeah, mind the mother by Chosani Sabashu to buy a whoop. Would you call an alena? Is he very pushed out of Avantu? I need to go so it corral is a Zandes government in Vienna or Pushela in Dole. I hope better do it. What told Lava Conabula public toilet? No, my economy public toilet to so tall. So lo muntu operate public toilet lapho ukuthi mase ungena toilet le kumele ube nemali itap yamanzi ekhona esetshenziswa wonke umuntu la uzothola sifaka isikhiya sokulomunye umuntu othengisa amanzi eceleni umuntu lo ngala mali ungena toilet sokumele ukuthi adinge indawo esithekile ayisiza lapho ingena lapho ke izinto ezinenge ezingaqondakala so abayeke nabo abantu babe la public toilet asezingene eliphezulu umunicipal operate ama public toilet aqasha umuntu ozowakhina ambadale yona amathuba omsebenzi ophala lawavule lawo ayeke laba abantu abazisizayo abaqhandela ingane zabo ndibe I think uyangizwa futhi enkulu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ye ungathenela kusasa
siyabonga futhi
yeah so all what Mr. Msunduzo is saying is that the government should actually create that atmosphere where, you know, people will be free to do whatever they want. So he says even the municipalities they have got this tendency now of privatizing things, like maybe toilets. You can't have access to a toilet. So what do you do next? You go to the bush and do whatever you want to do there. So he says they should have that kind of an old system where the municipality will run toilets, will run some public water tapes and so forth. That will keep the spread of cholera. So he says it's not the vendors at all. The government is just wasting its time on that.
Now, Mr. Zorwa, the council is always claiming kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuenda vanotengesera hanzi kuCoca-Cola nekudhuze nekuMajor Street Court uko kwaiswa zvimbuzi here nemvura pari zvino
the chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti masites maviri Coca-Cola ne inonzi Coventry Holding Bay akusati kwane proper ablution facilities to cater for the vending activities but there is a great effort yatiri kuita isisu National Vendors Union in partnership with NBS yekuti tida ku move with speed to put in infrastructure in terms of ablution facilities ku Coventry Holding Bay and some open space pana fort pana car park yatiri kuda kuita move in and put in infrastructure yekuti informal economy workers ma vendor vagone kutengesera ipapo but tichiva heja nekuva henga kuti vari kutadza kusupportwa nemacontracts vanenge vari pamamarkets vari kusupportwa nemamarkets ava benefite kumacontracts so other organizations nomirirewo mainformal economy workers we encourage them to come up with my strategies of how we can together decongest my members at the benefit. But the context here, Coventry Holding Bay and Coca-Cola, the toilets are not enough, number one. Number two, there is no market iriko kuti manzimbo ziviri zvitenge sere. We propose to City of Harare that the Coventry Bay, the strategy for people to move ikoko, we should move musika uko hode sera, the other portion of Coventry Bay, so that there is a flow of people and people can benefit from such a public flow in that area. So unless the market is created, it will be pointless to push people to go to a sell where there is no market. But there are efforts indeed, both with the City of Harare and other willing partners, could make sure these are addressed. But people should agree that the most important thing is to have our government partner with the citizens, especially when we come up with my ideas and strategies to deal with the problems that affect us.
Gibbs.
There's a message from Mosankonkoni who says, what are the causes really of cholera? I think that has been explored already. And then we've got Victor Nkomo, who says people in the diaspora should actually chip in and contribute some money towards combating cholera. Please, please, Nyakela, avoid it. And then Slobu Umsunduza Loke Kona, Utim Konekwan Kona. So Mbwe Baba Chuma, Uzwile Lapa, Umumzana Ndiweni, Kazanga, Chainja, Efitumpini, Ute Ukulumendu Ezanu PF, Sewetulega, Umele Utukulungi, Sesibili, Izi Ntwezi Kondileo, Hachu Kube Wantu Kichimisana, Lama Vendors. So ke wena nga singa kubuza Sibili Chuma, Lungisa ke Utabalolu, Sengstuku Nigiskunda, Kona Po Siti, Lungisa Sibone, Ungenza Nkona Po Chuma.
Let's appreciate that this is a new dispensation with a new government. The president was sworn in just the other day. But if you look at the trajectory that the whole system is moving with, you will see the oozing of a future that is full of job creation, a future that will be corruption reduced. So I think we are moving towards an era where we are going to have all these problems being sort of addressed. We are moving towards an era where even IMF has started embracing Zimbabwe, Britain is embracing Zimbabwe. So many other countries are coming into play. So which means that the conduit that was missing, that is needed, for everything to be answered in a proper manner, and that proper manner is economic activity, and hence job creation, and hence having most of those vendors going into full-time employment in industry or wherever is actually nigh. So what I would say to Mr. Ndwene is that definitely we are moving towards that direction, but that direction needs collective efforts from everybody. You see, the moment we lose it and make it a ZANU-PF thing or an MDC thing, we'll have lost the plot. This thing is only going to be won. We can only win it if we approach it collectively as Zimbabweans first, and whatever should come secondary or even last day, let's not think about that. Mm-hmm. Let us embrace a good idea, whether it's coming from an MDC chap or from a ZANU-PF chap. But if it's good, let's embrace it and move with it. I was glad when I looked at the reshuffling even of the civil service department by the president when he moved some permanent secretaries and retired some of some among them. All those things actually show you that it's a person who's moving towards a direction of building or reinventing the wheel and making sure that everything moves towards the economic prosperity. But now, Ingobe says Salela to all of us, what are you doing? What part are you doing as a Zimbabwean towards the resuscitation of the economy?
Siyabonga kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khona bonga indawo somteke silomlaleli mfuthu
thine ngwe mthereri wedu mkoma Joseph makadi
kafara makadi baba
aywa ti report pe ufungwa dzenyu
ya indani sta ku taura ndichiona zvandinoona kuno South Africa akaenda ku Durban vanhu vanotengesa mavendors ariko akawanda kupota kupfuura zvatinotoona ku Zimbabwe ikoko asi atatambonzwa report yekuti paita chirwere chekorera kana kuti mavenda ari kudzingwa nekuti paita korera munyika medu hamutorina kana basa asi vanhu vanodzingwa watimo muSouth Africa munotombova nekuti unoenda ukanomira panzvimbo kusvika basa ukariwana ukanoita fizijobho ukaidzokera kumba wa nechekunopa vanhu saka endai kuona sekuti hurumende yedu iri kutikundikanei pane zvainofanira kuti iadhirese isati yadzinga mavhenda mavhenda haana kwaanokwanisa kuenda munhu wese aripo kuraramisa mhuri yake but ngapave nestrategy chete kana kuti vamonitwe vari panzvimbo dzavari idzodzo dziye dzakachena nguva dzose
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joseph you heard from Joseph. He's in South Africa. He's saying South Africa, especially in Durban, where he visited recently, there are so many vendors, but the councils and the government ensure that, you know, wherever they are selling their wares, the place is always clean.
Mm-hmm.
This is why there are no outbreaks of cholera in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanliness, yeah. Gibbs.
Baba, ndiwene, sikhuluma ngesiNdebele kathesi ukuthi siyabona kunoko kukhulunywa ngublessing lapho ukuthi ubaba lo kade ekhuluma la ukuthi kule ndawo ezihlanzeke kakhulu nxa useDurban khona ngale kwele South Africa. Kodwa ke eZimbabwe sizwa kuthiwa ke kungana kusanjalo, even nakhona bemkambo uyathi uhamba nje unyathela ibhanana uwe uqamuke kumbe. So ke okungenza ukuthi kube lokuhlanzeka okuthize phakathi kwenu nangwenu lingakulungisa njani, kumbe libe lamabhim enu into ezinjalo lingakubamba njani?
Yeah, ngike ngafika eDurban Gibbs, I was doing a study. Like I said, ukuthi asikhulume into zokucabangela, siyakwazi ukukhuluma ngakho. Ngike ngafika eDurban ukuthi ngi-understand ukuthi ama-informal trading eDurban hamba njani under kule kuthiwa yi-Warwick Junction, those who know Durban. Kule nhlangano kuthiwa yi-Africa Plan eseDurban that is actually working. Hello?
Yes, lalele baba, silalele sibe.
Yeah, that is working around making sure that there's coordination and proper administration of informal economy in Durban. So, I know what he's talking about. I've been there to study how they've done it. And truly, in Durban, there is order. It is because the local government has taken it upon itself to actually include these sectors in city planning and designing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, at Durban, we lay what they call the transport interchange. What they've done is they've modeled their market in such a way that everyone is actually catered for. I will not think seller anyway, there is order in that city because there is that will to actually engage and dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And just to go to what Chuma was saying, if the government is willing to engage citizens, in this case, the informal traders, our melang as well as for a tier as a town and also my pattern sticks, my trucks. You understand? Melis is one of my meetings for sitting down around the table and planning towards decongesting and improving city design and planning in Harare, as an example. So my view is that what Chuma is saying is ideal, but what is happening right now is that Abandu, Aba was supposed to be leading that, they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. You cannot provide order in the city by throwing tear gas and using button sticks. You cannot do that. Even in a war, you can shoot and exchange fire, but at the end of the day, you sit down and talk. I think you know kids, Lord of Blessing, but at the end, you sit down and talk. So what you are saying is, that you should sit down and engage and say, what is that works best for us?
Are and you engaging?
Said, in the short term, just to end now, in the short term, we need to create activities designated, I would say, the so-called designated sites. I will be activity, vehicle and human, so that a vendor can stay in there and get business. But in the long term, there must be jobs for the 87% that actually is there because abala any other means to survive. Maybe about the school fees, maybe about the medical health, and maybe about the insurance. Abala labana, maybe about the marriage. Agula ninjela, as I know, a lot of jobs. But then also, for 13% Labana were driven by entrepreneurship, I will be the support for them to become tomorrow like Pick and Pay and Choppies.
Mm-hmm.
I will be the government support as our cool for our business, our business, our Bandaba Kuluksas, our things, our Kanda every day.
Mm-hmm.
And also, above that, let's change our laws.
Mm-hmm.
Our laws are also necessary to administer a local government. You understand?
Yeah, but the last point, maybe your last point.
Let's change those laws and then enable black people
to
thrive and succeed. But
it's
as simple as that.
Baba Ndiweni, maybe your last point is, are you engaging the council right now?
Yes, we are engaging. I can tell you what we've been talking to Bulawayo City Council, the previous council, Selepan Sakuluma, even talking to the council technocrats. And other stakeholders, even the government, informal sector working group, where we bring in government departments, minister of SMEs, the then before, I think that we say, minister of local government, Bulawayo City Council, to say we need to sit down around the table and say what is best around the 94% of people that are selling the streets because of all my jobs. Our place can actually support them to actually survive and function in the resilience. So we are talking every day with Lao City Council and seeing the best possible way. And
just to change
and say that right now, if Lao City Council has said they're actually amending our bylaws that govern the informal sector, they have called for our input as our stakeholders. We are currently starting their proposed amendments to see if we can then change them and enable Umuntu Thengisayo to actually function and grow and become a business person and survive.
Thank you very much.
So we are engaging Siakuluma Nyabo.
Yeah, thank you so much, Baba. Siakuzo. Blessing.
Let's go to Mr. Zorwadza as we conclude our show. Mr. Zorwadza, some people are also saying that the vendors, some of them are blocking, you know, retail outlets. They are right in front of the door and people cannot even go into a shop and buy something. And then some vendors, people are saying they are not cleaning up after themselves. Like, you know, the city is struggling to clean up the streets. Why can't the vendors organize themselves to make sure that where they are doing their business, the place is clean?
We already gave City of Harare a program in 2014 that they've applied. We partnered City of Harare and EMA to bring what we call litter monitors to clean the streets. They are doing that. And we gave them 300 people to participate in that program. We are doing it. But the important thing that we should look at the moment now is how do we remove street vendors from the streets to some other areas? The only alternative is for us to get our share of enjoying mainstream contracts. Zimbabwe. Parikugadzirwa road yekubva kuHarare kuenda kuBeitbridge. Mavenda ngaapiwe opa desk rataka create isisu. A portion of the contract to supply matombo, ma 3/4 stones, and we share the profits. Parikukirinwa mvura yaHarare, mavenda pa desk redu rataka gadzira re strategy. Ngavauye tichikwanisa kuwanawo ma contract ekukirina mvura, toshare ma profits. Pakumikus Hotel. Chikafu chiri kutengwa ikoko ngachirege pa South Africa ngachiwe chishewe chitengwe kuma farmers mavenda opiwa contract. We have money ku NBS that is ready to support contracts in hundreds of millions, and because we are now sufficiently funded, all we want are contracts to share my profits also. This is the trajectory that we should be thinking in terms of, and this is the trajectory that all other people should support National Vendors Union strategy and see it how it works. And I can assure you, in 100 days, Harare will be decongested if we are supported by all companies, local authorities, and government. And if this fails, this will not fail, because all we want is a share of us participating in contracts across the nation in terms of income. Varikubruwa ikoko, piwaima contracts, but muchisika guidance from the strategy that we wrote from National Vendors Union. Muchishare my profits. All this will come to a point where all streets in the urban centers will be decongested.
Thank you, Mr. Zorwadza. Thank you. Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Chuma, your last word, 10 seconds. Your last word there.
My last word is that, like I said in the beginning, confrontation is unnecessary and it's not healthy. But then again, when I was looking at this video again, I realized that police came in peacefully trying to disperse those people. And those people started throwing stones to the police and they ran away. That's why they came back and fired tear gas. So there's a truth in Zora's statement that there's an element of politics at play here. So let us stop that. Let real, true vendors be left alone and not be abused by political systems that are trying to cause mayhem and unrest in the country. I do not think that those people that were throwing stones to the police were actual real vendors. Those are elements, rowdy elements of our society who are bent on confusion.
Thank you very much.
Confusion.
Thank you so much, Baba Chuma.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. We want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma, former MP, Pelanda Bampopo, Mr. Michael Ndiweni of the Blawe Vendors and Traders Association, and also Mr. Sten Zorwadza of NAVOS. Thank you so much to our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Zimbabwe, we'll meet on Monday right here. Bye-bye.